July 2023, Empowering Choices. The more you expand into the awareness of who and what you are, the more your soul offers you in the way of growth. We say offers you because you can always turn down an offer. You can't offend your own soul because your soul is the epitome of love and you are your soul embodied. Every time your soul offers you a growth opportunity, you make a choice, and no choice is wrong. When you are in congruence with your own soul, you're in agreement with your highest self to accept the opportunities for growth. So, do you really have a choice? Yes. You've made the choice to be in alignment with the myriad opportunities that your soul offers you, and the opportunities vary in intensity. Prior to incarnation, you had an understanding of the direction your life would take in this existence so that you could ultimately be free of programming, patterns, beliefs, and karmic energy. You're familiar with fate and destiny as well as free will. All of this comes into play, and there is a lot of flexibility that each of you built into your life plan, including who you would incarnate with and when. You are the master orchestrator of your own life, and everyone in your life plays an important role. Those that you love play their important roles, and the ones that challenge you the most, even cause you the most pain and suffering, are the ones that play very significant roles. They're the ones that bring to the forefront of your awareness the programming, patterns, belief, and karma that you are in this lifetime to acknowledge and release. There are many ways to begin the process of releasing old energy, so we won't repeat them here. What we wish to clarify here is that you have chosen to be here now in order to change the way you exist, including how you interact with each other and the world you live in. It is stepping into the unknown, and you have been doing just that for a number of years. What's different about now is that you are ready for the next phase of being here now, knowing that right now is where your empowerment is. You're much less concerned about how you were perceived in the past and less worried about the future because you are in alignment with your soul. That is the most empowering place to be, in congruence with your soul in the present moment. Stepping into the unknown requires a level of trust that you now cognize and embody because you truly know that the past can't be repeated, not in the ways that it's repeated itself over the many lifetimes that you've been on Earth. You know this, and here you are, participating in the grandest game of all, that of awakening to your divine source consciousness self. Is it all over after this? No, you get to choose where you go from here. You are graduating in grand style, trusting that whatever is next is new and uncharted from a human perspective. This is the exciting part. And you're not only a participant, you are a co-creator. You and everyone you know are co-creating a new existence on a new earth. We understand that at times it may seem as if there are still too many people who want to revert to old programming and beliefs. We'll not tell you that that's not true, because it is, yet these people are playing their roles as well. They too are here for the ascension and are here to help others to wake up and recognize opportunities to change, to grow, to heal. Every single person on Earth is playing a role that they had a part in choosing prior to incarnating. This offers you another opportunity to be in acceptance of everyone, knowing in your heart that everyone's role is important and that the pendulum has to swing in opposite directions before it begins to settle into balance. With each swing of the pendulum, lean into trusting your own soul's guidance. You've come this far, and now is when the fun really begins, because you know who and what you are, existing more fully in grace. Grace is the ultimate empowerment, and it has nothing to do with ego. Being in congruence with your own soul is another way of saying you are courageous. So take a moment and recognize your courage and your grace. Recognize everyone's courage and grace to be here now, changing the face of the earth and how you live on her and among each other. Choose to live in grace. Every time you make that choice, the ripple effect of the energy of that choice reaches out through time and space, affecting the energy of every lifetime. Right now, make the choice to exist in grace. And no matter where you are, when you read or hear this message, know and trust that your choice is amplified by us through time and space. The amplification of the energy of your choices is something that we do for you and with you, because we exist in a non-physical, high vibrational dimension and have no limiting beliefs. We are happy to do this for and with you anytime you choose. As things are changing so quickly, time is speeding up to accommodate the changes and vice versa. You're able to move through cycles of recognizing, acknowledging, accepting, and releasing patterns more expeditiously now. So life can at times seem both hectic and almost stagnant. That's one version of your own emotional and mental pendulum swinging as you create new neural pathways in your brain. Rest when you can, hydrate well, and pay attention to your body. Your body is regenerating differently than it used to, so please treat it with love and respect. We honor and love you, and invite you to accept that honor and love. All is well.